Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of our Career Corner podcast. My name is Barb Gehring. I am a career coach with the University Advising and Career Development Center. Joining me today is Mary Jane Fallett. Mary Jane is a job and internship specialist with the UACDC, and she is joining us today to continue our discussion with part three of Senior Year Career Execution. Thanks for taking the time to be here with me today, Mary Jane.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, well, I'll hop right in. Question one, interviewing can be a bit intimidating. What are some tips you have for our listeners about interviewing and ways to prepare?
Well, whether you're practicing interviewing in general or you're preparing for a specific interview, it's really important to be prepared. And to do that, first, you need to know yourself. You need to know about your strengths, how you describe yourself, and what motivates you, and so on. Besides knowing yourself, you have to know about the position that you're applying for and the company you're interviewing with. You can go to the company's website and look through all of the information about them online. So when you speak with the interviewer, you'll know not just about the company itself, but also about their culture, their hiring process, and their values, all of which are important. You may also be asked about some behavioral or situational questions so that the interviewer can learn about your previous experience and how you'd handle situations that might come up at work. This is where one of our career staff can help you prepare. Scheduling a mock interview or practice interview will help you think about how you'd like to answer some of these questions and give you actual practice saying them out loud. And you can also find interview questions online. You can find them on our career website. You can search by industry, for example, online and get questions related to, say, nursing interview questions or mechanical interview questions. You should also plan to have a few questions for the employer at the end of your interview. This helps the employer understand what's important to you, as well as giving you an opportunity to ask items that weren't covered in the actual interview. Remember, though, that salary questions are off limits and the employer can bring them up. And that's when you can discuss them, but otherwise you don't bring it up.
So I appreciate that advice. Question number two for you, Mary Jane, is we do encourage students to build their professional network. How do you suggest students request recommendations?
Well, you can build your professional network by starting with people around you, such as professors or supervisors you've worked for. You stay in contact with them after you leave Eastern or your job site, because you never know when you might need to contact them again. You can also contact speakers that you might have heard in webinars or workshops, and you can do that through LinkedIn by getting a business card or by getting a business card from them, then following up with them by a personal email. It's a good idea to document the date and location of where you meet the person so that when you have to report back to them, you can make a reference to that. Think of references as people who can tell your story or who can speak to your skills and experience. So you want to make sure you include a variety of people in your group of references, even though you might only list one or two on a job application. For general references, always make sure to ask the person if they're willing to be a reference for you. Never put someone's name down as a reference unless you've spoken with them first. Let them know the type of positions you're applying for and when they might expect to be contacted. Make sure the person can identify and speak to your strengths, work ethic, and how you are as an employee, or if you were a coworker or team member, depending on how you know the person. Make sure you give the person plenty of notice when you're applying for positions so that they will be prepared when the phone call comes in. And you should also keep a list of references for yourself, including the person's name, their company name and job title, how you know them, such as if you were a coworker or they were your instructor, their contact information, including a phone number and email, and then any other specifics that might be helpful. You'll need this information when you complete online applications or are asked to provide information directly to the employer. So you want to have all of the information ready and available and updated.
It's crucial, letting them know ahead of time. I love that advice, as well as having a variety. That's very useful because there might be different jobs that you want different references for. So great advice. I just have one more question for you today, Mary Jane. And that is, what is the best way to develop references on LinkedIn as well as for a job search?
Great question, Barb. For LinkedIn, you can request a recommendation online from one of your contacts. If they're not already a contact, you need to make them a contact first before you can send the link for the recommendation. And once the recommendation comes in, you'll have to accept it on your LinkedIn profile for it to be seen on your page. It's also a good idea to continue to get new and more recent recommendations from your places of work. Even though you may only need a couple for your profile, keeping in contact with those people helps you grow your network and may even result in getting you better jobs in the future.
Very true. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and expertise with us today, Mary Jane. Stay tuned for our next episode, which is our 12th episode in season 7, where we're going to be discussing preparing for life post-graduation. As always, Eagles, stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, we support your goals.